Jason Everett is a Catholic husband, father, chastity speaker, author, and the founder of Chastity.com and Chastity.org. And he is visiting our diocese where he is presenting chastity talks to high school students. And I'm very happy to welcome Jason Everett to Catholic Forum. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming here to our diocese, and thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today on the program.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to talk about, but first, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this ministry.
Okay, well, a couple of things got me into it. One is throughout college, I led high school retreats for a local youth minister. When you get on retreats with these high school kids, the masks kind of come down, and you really get to see what these kids are struggling with. And it's some intense stuff. And I realized how many of them were having some serious issues in their lives, their families, and their faith that had to do with sexuality, and they had virtually no guidance. And I remember one young man saying to me, "Oh, I know what you mean about divorce." He said, "My dad's on his 9th marriage." I mean, a 16-year-old boy has seen 8 divorces.
Wow.
But they get to school, they put their big smile on, but underneath there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of my motivation, because I saw what they were going through. And then also I did 3 years of sidewalk counseling in front of an abortion clinic, where you're talking to women who are having an abortion in 45 minutes and trying to offer them different options and support and help. And I'd see these women, and I thought, you know, I feel really late. Like, why am I meeting these women just before an abortion? Why I can't meet these girls when they're in 8th grade? How come I can't meet them when they're sophomores in high school, talk to them about the virtue of chastity and how this is possible and it frees you to love? And maybe if they can pick up the message then, they won't end up in this difficult situation. So my knowledge of what the teens are struggling with on a daily basis, combined my pro-life desires to help unborn babies and such couples, really made me realize that chastity is the answer to so many of the struggles that the young people have.
So when you go into a high school, Jason, what is your talks about? How do you approach it?
Yeah. Well, one, it's not a fear-based shame, you know, statistic written, you know, sex is bad, it's dirty, you're going to die, you're going to get pregnant, get an STD, go to hell. You know, that stuff will scare the kids at least until lunchtime. And you know, they're back at it because you're just trying to frighten them or take sex away from them. They don't understand that chastity isn't merely the absence of sex. It's the presence of a virtue that frees them to authentically love. I just left the high school today speaking, and the girls were in this mob afterwards crying to me about the relationships. One girl was saying, she said, you know, the relationship is so bad. She said, you know, now she said, it comes to the point where the sex is boring. She says, it feels like some job I've got to do, and I'm not even getting paid. And if I don't give it, he's get all whiny and gives me these guilt trips. And they're starting to understand that chastity could free them from so much of this. So I do hit on pornography, modesty, how to start over. We touch on STDs and that stuff. But it's mainly focused on the fact that chastity frees you to love. And that's that virtue. It's not some outdated, repressive, prudish idea that sex is bad, but rather that you need to be valued for more than just your body. And the message really resonates with the kids. And we've spoken to over 1 million kids around the world. We've never had one disrespectful audience. We've done correctional facilities, prostitutes. They're starving for this.
So you say that girls have mm-hmm. come up to you after your presentations crying about their relationships.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That must be quite a gut-wrenching experience.
Yeah, I mean, just even this week, I mean, I did one school, and first girl came up, I've been raped. Second girl, I've been raped. I've been raped. I've been raped. Girl after girl after girl. Oh, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my dad hit my mom in the back with a baseball bat, and now her spine is bent, and then my stepfather abused me, and now I'm with this boy, and he cheated. I mean, and you wonder why they're doing bad in math class. And it's not just the girls either. I mean, the guys are lining up saying, you know, hey, that really hit me. You know, what should I do in this situation? And they're starving to death. People think I have some dangerous, difficult profession of selling chastity to teenagers, but it's like serving filet mignons at a homeless shelter. I mean, they're starving for this, even though they don't realize it. They kind of come in, oh, stupid sex talk. But a few minutes into it, they realize, whoa, this is real stuff.
Yeah.
And they respond very favorably.
So what's your different message for the girls and the boys? Are they different message or is it the same?
Yeah, well, if we do an all-girls school, we take one tack. If it's an all-boys, we do another. If it's a co-ed, we kind of mix it. You know, with the girls, we hit on stuff like modesty and just helping them to explain. It's not covering your body because your body is bad, but veiling what deserves to be veiled. That, look, you won't lift the veil over my body until you lift the veil over my face. Just teaching them that this is an invitation of respect,
mm-hmm.
you know, not a life lifestyle that makes you think your body's bad, so you have to hide it from the world. Just actually the opposite. With the boys, a lot of times we hit on the pornography, on respect for women, on how porn is really the best way to shoot your future marriage in the head. And we explain how damaging it is to a guy's masculinity. I mean, it emasculates these young guys, mm-hmm. and the fathers as well. It takes away their capacity as the spiritual heads of their family, because if they can't guard their own soul, how are they guard the souls of the rest of their family members that have been entrusted to them? So we hit on all kinds of stuff, and I like it when it's co-ed so they can see what the other gender is struggling with, because mm-hmm. porn is not just a guy problem. You know, and they need to understand that it's something maybe more people struggle with, but there's ways to get out of it.
You mentioned, talking to these young high school students, boys and girls, and how active they are sexually, mm-hmm. and is it too late? I mean, how do you take them back to a chaste lifestyle? And then at what age do we start talking to our children so that they don't have to go back?
Yeah.
So that they establish chastity from the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, one is, are they all doing it? Is everybody having sex? The majority of American high school students are virgins. Teen sexual activity rates were their highest in the late 80s, early 90s, and it's been steadily declining ever since. High school boys' sexual activity is dropping twice as fast as the high school girls. And these are the numbers from the Centers for Disease Control. And when teenagers hear that, they're like, oh, really? You know, I thought I was the only virgin in Delaware, so that you're telling me there's another here. To realize that what you see on Jersey Shore and Glee is not reality. I mean, reality TV is pretty lacking in reality. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of unveil that to the kids, to say, hey, and even those who've made mistakes, the majority of high school students who have had sex admit they wish they waited longer. It's 2 out of 3 of them. Mm-hmm. And so there's a hunger for starting over. And I share my wife's testimony when she can't come with me of how she lost her virginity when she was 15 years old, never had a dad. Boy told her, I love you. And she never heard that at home. And so went down that path for years and then realized this promises me everything, but it gives me nothing. Mm. And so she started over. And I share the story with the teens. And it really makes them realize, hey, this is possible. Jason got married as a virgin and his wife was not, but she started over. He accepted her and he loves her for who she is. And they realize it just gives them a lot of hope, because that's what they ultimately want, is authentic love. So what the parents need to do is don't wait till your kid's 13 years old and drop some chastity bomb on him, thinking that's going to inoculate him from lust for the rest of his natural life. Don't just give him the talk. I mean, give him thousands of them. Start early and often, not with the birds and the bees when they're 6 or 7, but the basic principles of modesty and privacy and respect of your body and purity and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the kids need to see their dad in line for confession. They need to see the parents practicing the virtue. You can't just teach it to your kid. You've got to practice it, because they're not always going to obey you, but they won't fail to imitate you. And yeah, it's going to be awkward at times, but that's part of the authenticity. My friend just gave his kid the birds and the bees, and the kid looked at him just, oh, I couldn't believe it. And he said, Dad, how long have people been doing this for? I said, did you tell them since the 1960s? And then he said, Dad, is there any other way? That's pretty much it, son. And he said, where does this happen? In church? In a doctor's office? Where does this happen? But it was a little awkward. But, parents got to get over your insecurities. Because if not, your silence is deafening. And the world is going to fill that void of silence with a very different message.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Jason Everett, who is a speaker and an author, and his topic is chastity, and he talks to high school kids all over the country, all over the world, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about parents and how they should help their kids. What is the age where you can begin these discussions? Is there ever too soon? Or
no, there's never too soon, because you can begin with simple principles like delayed gratification. Hey, here's a marshmallow. If you don't want to eat it, if you can hold off for 2 minutes, I'm going to bring you a second marshmallow. So eat one now, or you can have 2 later. But if you can have self-control, I'll reward you. Begin it with a little kid. I read my little girl Mary a book called The Princess and the Kiss. That's a little story where a king and a queen have a little princess, and they give her a kiss, and now she can give that kiss to whoever she wants, but she must choose wisely. And then the suitors come, and I'm rich, can I have your kid? No. Hey, I'm strong, I'm romantic. And she says no to all of them because they're full of themselves. And then she says, Mom, will I ever find a man worthy of my kiss? And then a simple, humble man comes to the kingdom and says, look, I'm not rich, I'm not the most powerful man, but I do have a gift for the princess. And it was his first kiss. And the king and queen were excited, they got married, they had a little baby girl, gave the baby the first kiss, story over. So I read this to my little 4-year-old daughter, and she's over the moon. She says, read it again. So I read it again. She wanted it 7 times in a row. And then she said again, I said, let me act it out. I'm the king. I give you your first kiss. Uh-huh. You can give it to anyone you want. And then along comes this guy. Yeah, I'm strong. Can I have a kiss? She's like, oh, no, dad. And I said, well, I'm romantic. I'll take you to Paris. Like, no, no, no. And then I said, I'm your dad. Can I have your kiss? She's like, okay. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. I love her. I mean, she's 4 and she gets it better than most college girls do.
Yeah.
So you got to start early with the basic building blocks. So when they're a teenager, the puzzles fit together much more easily. It's right. Not some big surprise. And ultimately, don't dare expect your kid to obey the Catholic Church's teaching on sex outside of marriage if you are unwilling to obey the church's teachings on sex inside of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that you can just tell your kid to practice what you yourself don't obey. Mm-hmm. Chastity is difficult, whether you're married or not, to practice as virtue of purity in God's plan for sexuality. But if a parent is willing to obey the church, they're much more convincing when it comes to conveying that message to their young people.
So other than speaking to high school groups, how else do you reach out to young people with your message?
Well, we've got the website, chastity.com. We have a number of books. The newest one my wife and I wrote is called How to Find Your Soulmate Without Losing Your Soul. And it's just for women. And it's a book that you can – the website is howtofindyoursoulmate.com. And what we've done is we've made this $25 book $2. So you can buy them in boxes of 44 to evangelize girls. Mm-hmm. So for $88, you get 44 books that are 300 pages long, all for women. So what's happening is they're selling 1,000 books a week, more than, and they're giving out in college dorms. They're being given out in correctional facilities all around the world. Someone emailed for me from Ecuador. They're reading it down there. And so we try to keep things really cheap so that way people can use it to evangelize. I know colleges where they have a book study of how to find your soulmate without losing your soul on every floor of the girls' dorm. And so it's creating resources, YouTube videos, Facebook. So we give away more than 250,000 chastity resources every year. And we try to create an alliance with people in other countries to help them promote chastity in those areas also.
We have just a few minutes left, Jason. Suppose there's a young high school kid, boy or girl, listening to this program, and you have a minute. What would you like to tell them?
Most important thing you need to realize is abstinence as a young single person is the most profound expression of love that you could give to your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Love means you do what's best for that person, not just what feels good to you. And so it's not about just waiting until you get married and then you can love this person. No, your sacrifice right now to do what's best for that girl's soul and for her body and for emotions and her for family, that sacrifice that you're taking on upon yourself is the most manly expression of love imaginable. And guys might give you a hard time in the locker room. Oh, you're not sleeping with her. What's your problem? No, look, we want to look like a knight, but we don't want to bleed like one. And here through chastity, the laying down your life to do what's best for her is the greatest expression of love. And trust me, she'll appreciate it.
So if our listeners want to get more information, it's chastity.com?
Yes, chastity.com. And you can go to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/Jason and Kristalina Evert. Kind of hard to remember, so just go to chastity.com and click Facebook.
Jason Evert, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum, and thanks for bringing your very important message to the young people of Maryland's Eastern Shore and Delaware.
You are welcome, and I would just ask your listeners to please pray for all of the students we speak to.